This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
Talking about the very disturbing story out of California about a couple who has been accused of just horrifically abusing their children who... Well, some of them weren't children anymore. One of them was 29 years old, but would have looked like a child, apparently, because they were only 82 pounds when police came into the home and were able to set these kids free from their captivity. Some were allegedly being chained to their bedposts and such, and starved and tortured to some extent by these horrible parents.
And the caller asked, you know, how would this be dealt with in a ungoverned society? And we've been debating this all night here, and we've had a number of good points. One thing that has been overlooked is the fact that the parents wanted their kids to be in a reality show.
That's the claim.
Right. And this would have been the strangest reality show
ever. Here's the thing. Is even though they've been keeping these kids locked up for all these years, and even if the
presumably
daughter had not escaped, the moment they showed their kids
to the reality series,
you can bet something would happen,
right?
You know? So, you know, the idea that this would just go on and people would get away with this, there's always going to be some circumstances where people are going to get tripped up. And
sure,
will
but
be.
Mike, one of these people was 29 years old in captivity.
I mean, really terrible.
They basically got away with it for 29 years in this particular... I mean, who knows when the abuse started of the 29-year-old, but...
This is only this is only an amplification of the sort of, you know, in many cases, sheltering that goes on in homes all across America. Think about it for a second. They're chained to their bed. What's the difference between chaining somebody to their bed and grounding them to their room? Just the territory in which they can move.
Not letting your kid play out in the yard or down the street at the playground bike around with your kids in the neighborhood. Stuff that we all did when we were kids is now seen as strange in many communities around the country.
You're saying it's strange to allow your kids to go out and play?
Yes, yeah.
You know, the kids didn't know what a police officer was. What's the difference between not informing them about police officers and, you know, driving a different route to school so that you don't have to go by the adult bookstore
and
explain what that is? It's
plenty
just sheltering.
Yeah, plenty of parents get into trouble in California, as well as places like New York, for being what are called free-range parents.
Right, letting their kids go to the park on their own, letting them walk home from school on their own. No doubt. No doubt about it. And I get the argument that you're making here, that the difference between what these parents have done and what some other parents might do is in degrees, but there's a lot of degrees of
Degrees. There are a lot of degrees. There's no doubt.
And when you first mentioned this story, I automatically thought, oh, it's Fruits and Nuts, California, exaggerating some situation again where there's a minor issue between parents and kids.
Not this time.
And it's definitely pretty egregious and pretty horrific. And but it's these are the sort of things. It's not due to the parents being just being the parents of abusive parents, because this sort of thing is going to happen in any sort of society, and it's when we abdicate our responsibility to each other as neighbors that this sort of thing, in my opinion, is actually more likely to happen.
I think that's true. Yeah, absolutely. When people don't pay attention at all to what's going on around them or purposely ignore signs of abuse.
Or they believe the government is going to take care of them and define these things and stop them, then they don't feel like they have a responsibility
to do it themselves.
I'd also point out that these people went on vacation to Las Vegas and renewed their vows, and all the kids were in the wedding.
Really?
Yep. There's several instances. They went to Disney World, took all the kids to Disney World. They went off to Alabama to have some kind of menage a trois at one point. So they're not there all the time with the kids chained to the bed. Somebody else is implicated in this.
I never got to go to Disney World when I was a kid.
Well, abuse.
I must have been abused.
So you're saying the older children were abused when they were growing up, and then they assisted in the abuse.
They probably didn't know any better.
Right.
And this is just how a family goes, perhaps.
For them.
Right. So, if you never leave your house, your parents can tell you all kinds of things about how the world goes. So
it's freaky. But ultimately, in general, parents should have the ability to shelter their kids. I don't support it personally, but, if you want to keep your kids from seeing violent movies or sex or, whatever it is, there's a bunch of parents who want to keep their kids from experiencing certain things.
But by the same token, when the child turns 21 and they find out that they've been stunted in their development by these helicopter parents that are
of the worst order,
then you're dealing with kids who can sue their parents for liability for that sort of treatment.
What's the liability?
I'm not
looking at this situation, but a child suing their parent, or not child, but a young person at 21 suing their parents for not exposing them to sex scenes in movies.
Well, not teaching them the basics of life, of what is sex is.
There's a lot of kids who don't get taught what sex is.
Healthy relationship between adults is.
How could they teach you a healthy relationship if they themselves don't have one? I mean, that's not a suable offense.
I don't think so.
If
you are
going to
have
obligation.
Kids, you have a responsibility to teach your kids. And if you don't have that ability yourself, then,
what if you want to teach your kids that relationships are dangerous and relationships lead to heartache? And
the best I can tell, your responsibility as a parent is the same responsibility that, Cro-Magnon man had out on the savannah. You got to have some level of shelter.
But also some level of teaching them, because
the
Cro-Magnon had to teach their kid to survive, to carry on the genes, because that was the only real purpose of reproduction, was to carry on your genes, to pass on your, and so how are you going to do that if you're not preparing them to survive out in the wild?
I get what you're saying, but this gets into an area which is also worth talking about, in the idea of, if we don't have this violent state around to solve all these problems, of course they do a terrible job at it, in many cases make problems worse, but if we don't have that situation, what do you do? And it, really a lot of it comes down to what is accepted by other people. So if, not teaching your kids about sex is acceptable in the Bible Belt, but to you, Mike, you think that it's abusive to not teach your kids about, the birds and the bees or whatever. But in the Bible Belt, they say that it is abusive to teach your kids about sex. It really, a lot of it has to do with what people think, right? Like what a majority or significant amount of people in an area think. If you go in and take some kids from somebody because, you violently take kids from somebody because you believe they're being abused, most people are going to look at starvation and say, yep, those kids are being abused. But if your reason for saying that they are being abused is because their parents haven't taught them how to cook, or their parents haven't taught them how to clean, or to, talk them about sex, or talk them about responsibility, then you're going to have a tougher time convincing people that it was okay for you to go in with a bunch of guns and men with guns to take those kids from them. And in different areas, different things are going to be seen as, it's acceptable to take kids for this reason. And I think it would be interesting to see what areas, were supportive of what. There would not be, I don't think, a one-size-fits-all or blanket policy across everywhere.
And I think that this whole debate is one of the core bases of statism, in actuality, because because, what's the most common mantra people use to justify a new law? It's for the kids.
Sure.
So you're absolutely right that there is easily an impetus for overreach but a lot of it is because we're passing the buck of responsibility away from ourselves as individuals to some organization like the state, rather than taking personal responsibility for our neighbors, for our family members, to see that our nephews, our nieces, the children of our neighbors are being properly cared for.
And part of that responsibility is living in a place where your neighbors share some of your values. Because if you're in an area where there's a mix of some people, you know, do think it's important to teach their kids about how to hold down a job, while other people don't think, well, then you're going to have serious culture clashes between those groups. And that's why I think there is some value to ideas of like the New Hampshire freedom migration, where people of a certain like mindset, people who believe in freedom in our
and
case, will move
cultural
together. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. You can share your thoughts on the sick people who were allegedly keeping their kids captive in their home to as late as age 29. It was the oldest one found there, but they only weighed 82. That child, they might have very much acted like a child because they apparently had no culturization whatsoever, weren't allowed to leave the house, and apparently starved and allegedly chained to various different parts of their bedrooms. Very disturbing story, and as you guys, I think one of you suggested that the older children may have also been involved in, you know, repressing the younger children, sort of assisting
this family traveled to some extent, at least, and the parents traveled by themselves.
Two parents are not going to herd 13 kids.
Yeah, it's
they're outnumbered.
It's a crazy situation. They apparently wanted to be on a reality television show, and looks like they're going to get their wish at least about being on TV, but not the reality
court
show.
TV.
Yeah, aspect of it. So some very, very disturbing news there. But, Mark, let's get into the actual news that follows this about how the government is saying they're going to do something about this. We'll get into that here in a moment.
Well,
but
goodness.
I do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System, which you can get for a very affordable price. In fact, you can get 3 Blink cams for some of the other guys might charge you for one of those wired cameras in a wired camera system. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you can get yours there. It will be delivered to you. You open up the box, pop the batteries in the cameras, put them wherever you want, and set it all up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device, so like a tablet or a smartphone. It's all done via an interface, which is very, very simple. It's web-based, and it's really going to take you just a matter of moments to get this thing set up. It's not a big deal at all, unlike a wired camera system where you got to drill holes and run wires and probably hire a professional to do all that stuff. So do it yourself with blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. And one of the allegations about this couple is that they homeschooled their children. Now, whether there was actually any meaningful education...
I think it's one of the more likely allegations.
Yeah. Whether there was actually any meaningful education going on within this home, besides how to starve your brothers and sisters and torture them...
And they had to recite Bible verses in length.
Really?
Yeah. This is a pretty common thing. I had to remember all of Luke 2, for instance.
Can you recite some of it right now?
And it came that time in that land where, I don't know, Herod... I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. Something about the Holy Host.
You get pitched
them.
If you do it wrong.
Yeah,
apparently that didn't work very well.
Well, I mean, I was
retaining the memory.
Kindergarten. I mean, through second grade, every year we'd around Christmas time we'd have to do Luke 2, and what do I care? I've tried to repress
now
all
you
that.
You went
crap
to
anyway.
School. You went to a school, right?
A Christian school. Yeah.
Okay.
And but. This is commonly done. As a matter of fact, in Islam, they have young people and adults memorize the entire Quran.
It was more, I think, common in the past, but yes, that has happened.
It's happening.
Madrasas all over the world, that's pretty common. That's really, for a lot of them, the only book they ever read in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to call child abuse, I think that forcing your kid to do that sounds like child abuse, too.
So despite all of the examples of homeschooled children being smarter, being better educated, number one in the spelling bees, all the evidence of homeschooled children just being above and beyond, way better performers than their government school or even the private school counterparts. Every now and then you'll get a story trotted out like this where some sickos have been homeschooling.
Freedom is messy. It gives you the ability to achieve greater things as an individual, but also
but you can also
gives
fail.
You can also fail, and it also gives you the freedom to commit greater crimes when you don't have as much accountability.
Yeah, so the U.S. public school system, more than 19%, really close to 20% of graduates. I'm not talking about the people that go to jail first, who drop out, and all those other folks, but graduates are functionally illiterate. For homeschooling to reach those depths, I don't know what it would take. So, I mean, at this point...
And even the Federal Department of Education admits that homeschoolers' achievement in education far surpasses both public school and private school graduates at a much lower cost.
And a lot of them are, the ones that are not kept in their homes and that are socialized are actually well-socialized because they're able to interact more regularly with people of different ages, whereas with a government school, they're all sat in the same classroom with a bunch of kids exactly the same age range, and they don't have that sort of diversity of experience of being able to, you know, interact with people of different ages, because that can help, I think, with achieving maturity sooner than later. So what's the story, and where's it coming from out of California with these parents?
This is a press release I got from this Jose Medina, Democrat, Riverside, from California, trumpeting his solutions. Okay. So Assemblymember Jose Medina released the following statement in reaction to the finding of homeschooled children held captive by their parents in Assembly District 61. I was very disturbed to learn about the horrific violence that has taken place in our community, and I'm thankful that these children are now in safety. I'm extremely concerned about the lack of oversight the state of California currently has in monitoring private and home schools.
Now, let's clarify. California is one of the worst states, from what we've read on the air over the years here on Free Talk Live, is one of the most invasive states as far as homeschooling, you know, demanding to know what the curriculum is, what are you teaching your kids.
So why didn't they know about the torture curriculum in this family?
Right? And the other thing, so because they're so invasive, what about, you know, this guy's going to propose some new level of invasiveness, which I'm sure we're about to hear about. But if the government doesn't know the kids exist in the first place because they never leave the house and the parents have never reported the fact that they have kids to the government school system, how is whatever they're going to propose going to be effective? All right, so what's on the table here, according to this assembly person?
Yeah, I was just looking up what the states are that have the highest regulation, and they say Massachusetts, New York,
wow.
Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
California's not on there.
The highest.
Okay. We've heard some bad stuff out of California.
Yeah, New Hampshire's considered moderate, but I think that that's a bit unfair in the way that...
Because you homeschool here in...
Yeah, I mean, my son's actually a resident of the state of Florida, as is my wife, because I find it to be a better idea to, have him be a resident in a state that he doesn't spend as much time in.
Okay.
Right? So the homeschool laws don't necessarily apply there.
That's cool.
Residency is... in large part what you say it is.
In New Hampshire, that's allegedly a
true
statement.
According to New Hampshire Assistant Attorney General Bud Fitch, or a former Assistant Attorney General, residency or domicile is a state of mind when it comes to voter registration. So, yeah, the same thing applies to residency, I suppose.
So not only does this Jose Medina, Democrat, Riverside in California, think that they should monitor homeschooling, but private schools too. Let's just sweep all this up at once. I've been in conversation with the Riverside County Office of Education, which agrees that we need to do more to protect our students and validate that they are in safe learning environments.
They agree that they need more power and bigger budgets.
Yeah, turns out bureaucrats want more power over you. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So oddly, for some reason, California, the most draconian state with regard to homeschooling,
I don't know if that's
is
true.
Not draconian enough.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. I can assure you that in the most draconian state for homeschooling, they do not think that they are draconian enough.
There's more coming up here. Riverside, by the way, according to the Google Maps, is about 40 minutes drive outside of Paris.
Oh.
No, Paris, which is where these folks were living.
But it's in the same district, I believe.
Okay. More on the way. You can join us, 855-450 Free Like Freedom, here on Free Talk Live.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, and you can also call us on the LRN Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. I got the one of the bartenderses at a local watering hole slash deli that accepts cryptocurrency today. Got her set up with her first Dash wallet.
Sweet.
I installed the Coinomi wallet on her Android phone and sent her $10 worth of Dash this afternoon at our cryptocurrency meetup. And she's been wanting to get that, so we got that done for her. And then she got a couple tips from some of the other guys there, because it's super easy to get somebody started with Dash. It's a lot cheaper to send Dash than to send Bitcoin, which, while Bitcoin's fees are down somewhat, they're still hundreds of times more than the fees to send Dash. So you want to get somebody a cryptocurrency that's easy to move around, Dash is definitely one of them. You can learn more about Dash over at Dash.org. It is decentralized, of course, and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. And anybody can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash Network. You can help create a better financial system for everyone today by joining Dash at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you can find out why. We'll continue here, actually going to California, where Surf Daddy is on the line, calling in reference to the sick people who were allegedly torturing a bunch of kids that they'd had, keeping them locked up in their home, keeping some of them chained to beds, allegedly starving them as well. Go ahead, Surf Daddy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, welcome.
Hey, you guys started touching on the subject that I have mentioned to my wife right off the bat when I heard this report about last week sometime when it actually happened. And I told her that you watch, there'll be some politicians that'll get up and talk about how we need to fix this and start railing against homeschooling.
And that is what has happened here. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or something, but the connection's kind of wobbly as far as how we're able to hear what you have to say. But, yeah, that's Mark, you've got that story where there is a California assemblyman. And is assemblyman the same thing as a state legislator? Or is
yes.
this like – okay,
yes.
So it's not like the Los Angeles County
right, the state assembly is like the state legislature, okay. State House of Representatives.
Jose Medina, Democrat, Riverside.
And he's got a proposal to, what, mandate that people... I don't know if we've gotten to the specifics.
Right. He says, just going on here, he says, I've been in conversation with the Riverside County Office of Education, which agrees that we need to do more to protect our students and validate that they are in safe learning environments. I'm looking into introducing a bill this year that would provide a legislative solution and prevent a situation like this from occurring in the future. So he's already mentioned specifically private and homeschools. He's just going to put in a piece of legislation that says essentially the California state school bureaucracy is now in charge of every school to some level or another.
Every homeschool.
And homeschool. Well, homeschool is a school.
If that's actually going to be fair, don't they have to hold all the public schools responsible for all the bullying that goes on in them?
I think that
no, there's a government agent, so they're immune from responsibility.
Yeah, the best thing about this is the funniest part about this is the, when you take into consideration that in government schools, 20% of graduates are functionally illiterate. What is this Nimrod, this nincompoop, this malcontent... This public school graduate is suggesting is that we take the least successful educational organization in the state and put it in charge of the most successful educational system in the state and call it good.
Surf Daddy,
that's just dumb.
Surf Daddy, you still there?
Yeah, yes, I am. And I do know quite a few people that have their kids homeschooled for various reasons, none of which that I know are for religious.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Surf Daddy. We're having a real tough time hearing you. I'm going to have to thank you for the call tonight. You might want to check out Skype or Discord as perhaps better options to contact us. I apologize. I did want to hear what he had to say, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I could barely hear him.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So what he said there, that he's going to put a legislative solution into place that's going to prevent this from happening in the future.
Well, to help prevent certain circumstances, which, of course, if he puts a solution in place, there will not be a control group, so you will never know whether or not he was successful.
He didn't say help prevent. Can you read the exact quote one more time, if you happen to have it still in front of you?
Yeah, that solution, let's see, would provide a legislative solution and prevent a situation like this from occurring.
He's going to just straight up prevent situations like this from happening.
Politicians say things like this all the time.
Impossibility.
He's going to write a law, a piece of paper with words on it, and that's going to stop abuse from happening.
It's
now, that's
magic.
Impressive. That is.
He should write a law that prevents rape in the bathrooms of public schools.
Maybe if we outlaw murder, that'll stop too.
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously, he can't do that, and that's ludicrous.
Yeah. This is grandstanding. It's political grandstanding.
But it's what it is it's the teachers' union getting one of their shills to press through their legislation because, I mean, basically, that's what this comes down to. Look, I'm not against teachers. I'm not against education. I'm not against any of those things. But, everybody would agree the teachers' union has a stranglehold on government schools
in
this country.
Yeah, and they don't like homeschool because that's competition that they can't control.
Every time you talk about putting together some system, some other solution that doesn't go through sort of, go to the school board and argue and argue and argue for 10 years, never see any kind of solution.
By that time your kids are out of school.
And every level of government has laws against bureaucrats lobbying for laws in various areas. But whenever there is a budget issue for the schools, the teachers automatically turn their students into little lobbyists peppering mom and dad. And that's perfectly okay to happen.
I remember when, before we left Florida, they had a tax plan where they wanted to increase the taxes in Sarasota County by 1%.
By one penny. Sarasota County wanted to increase sales tax by one penny.
Right, so it would go from 7 cents on the dollar to eight.
Six to seven.
No. It was six at the state level. It had always been seven for my whole life in Florida, and the proposal was to raise it to eight.
I don't know if I agree, but okay.
And they brought out, the cheerleaders on the side of the road.
The cheerleaders were literally on the side of the road is, give a penny for my school. Go on, Odie. Why? Don't you? Well, look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. I can't make spare change.
I mean, it was crazy. You know, do you want to vote for it to give a penny to the cheerleaders or not? And, you know, here's some leg. Take a look.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So in this case, does he at some point actually explain this politician what his plan is?
He said it's later on this year, so no, there's nothing to review. He'd be a fool to do such a thing.
Right.
This is just him taking the opportunity to grandstand to say, "Hey, look, hey, I'm staking my petard here, and
it must be an election year."
Well, I mean, ultimately, that's what he's supposed to do, right? He's a government worker. He needs to come up with a government solution for what he sees as a government problem. But the problem is they can't see around the fact that they're already failing at this. That the failure of these parents in the homeschool arena to school their children, the failure of them is dwarfed by the failure of the public school system on a national level or on a state level.
And
you think the failures that they've got.
Wide presumption that people should be relying on government to police these things and to take care of children against abusive parents leaves everyone else apparently off the hook of any personal responsibility for what happens in their neighbors' homes, in their other family members' homes. And that's really the core cause of this sort of tragedy.
Yeah, and we see that government, the fact that they're doing that, sort of removing responsibility, or at least removing the feeling of the need to be responsible from people. But, government will take care of it. It happens at this level with, you know, what you're talking about with abused children, but it also happens just neighbor to neighbor. I mean, I remember when I was accused of having a couch out in my lawn. That could have been resolved by just somebody simply talking to me, but instead they called in the code enforcement department and decided to escalate
matters.
That
was a pretty ugly couch, though.
It was an ugly couch, but it wasn't mine, and I honestly didn't even know it was there. There's more coming up here in moments. It was my tenants who had that out there, and they didn't care about it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, but people don't talk to their neighbors. A lot of them don't. They go to the government.
Live from the Vertcoin studio, this is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, right to you, my helium. 4 to 7, here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, be color 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught.
caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We give them to you. One of those features is our brand-new video streaming. We've had video streaming for a few years, several years, I don't even know. We've had video for a while on Free Talk Live. It was on, like, Livestream, Ustream, YouTube. We've kind of jumped through the various different free video providers out there because I just can't justify spending hundreds of dollars a month to unlock a video account and remove the advertising and only get, like, a few dozen potential streamers. Like, the video packages that they offer on these streaming sites are very underwhelming and, you know, they seem very expensive. So we're cut off of YouTube recently due to some sort of mysterious violation of their community standards, which probably had to do with a copyright violation on one of the other shows on LRN.FM, because we don't have any copyright music on this show. But the LRN stream was 24/7, and so something happened. The stream got cut, and I went in and I logged in, and that's when I found out about it, because somebody had told me, yeah, you guys are off the air on YouTube. I said, what? So I went in there, and it said, you're cut, you're banned for a month from live streaming because you violated our terms of service or community standards, but we won't tell you when. And we won't tell you what.
My guess is there's too many close-ups of you.
So I had no...
You know what you did.
Yeah. Right. And,
I love that.
So immediately, you know, I started thinking, all right, well, what are the other options out there? I don't want to go back to Livestream. I don't want to go back to Ustream. Those guys aren't that great. and somebody had suggested Twitch. So I was somewhat familiar with Twitch, having had checked it out within the last couple months. And so that's where we are now. We're live streamed on Twitch. We do still have a YouTube channel that does have a lower resolution version of the show that it does get streamed to. But if you want the HD 720p version of the program, which has never existed, you know, in this time frame, it now does exist over at Twitch.
It seems to be much more popular too.
It is, and it was more popular basically the first night. We had more people on Twitch than we had on YouTube right out of the gate.
Those kids like their Twitch.
Twitch.lrn.fm is where you can go. It's not all kids. Gene the Christian Anarchist is hanging out in our Twitch chat room very frequently. So Twitch.lrn.fm, anybody who wants a good quality video feed of the show, that's where you can go to watch it. And there's also a Twitch chat room in there. We've had over 100 people follow the LRN-FM channel on Twitch. We've had now more than, I think, 30 people subscribe in just the last 2 weeks on Twitch, which is awesome. Yeah. That means that 30 people went in, and I think all 30 out of 30 of them did the Amazon Prime subscription, meaning that they already have Amazon Prime. And one of the perks is you can just toss us free subscription to your favorite Twitch channel. And so that's what they do. They throw us their monthly free subscription, and we get like $2.50 for everyone that does that. So thank you to everybody who's taken the time to hit that subscribe.
We love that.
Yeah, to hit that subscribe button. That helps us out. And we are working, by the way, behind the scenes on Twitch to get the possibility of game streaming. So, you know, Johnny Ray comes in here on Sunday nights, and he's been talking to us for years about all the games that he plays. Well, I asked Johnny Ray if he'd be willing to actually play a game on our Twitch stream. So at some point, I think that's going to happen. I got the video capture card set up over the weekend for that purpose.
So if this becomes an esports channel, does that mean I become an athlete?
This whole esports
thing. I'm afraid that's a downright lie.
You know, I was actually reading, I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I was reading an article yesterday. It was just too long for on air, but it was interesting. It was about this esports phenomenon, which I am completely, I mean, I grew up on video games. I like gaming. I just don't spend a lot of time on it these days. And I'm disconnected enough from it to where I don't realize just how big this esports thing is. Apparently, it's very, very popular.
It's huge.
Have you ever seen any of this
stuff? Oh, yes. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, there's guys that are just playing these combat games, all mm-hmm. kinds of games, and they'll have teams frequently, and you hear them talking with their buddies and the tactics and everything.
This article said they go into, they like fill Olympic stadiums.
Yeah. So I've heard. Yeah. And they're making six figures out money off of esports on YouTube.
I mean, it's just,
it's huge.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I guess it makes as much sense as somebody watching a football game, right? You're watching
it's just as uninteractive.
Yeah. You're watching someone play a game. Personally, I'd rather see the football game than I would the esports game. But, you know, nobody asked me about my opinion about their hobby. So
I would say that, you know, pressing the buttons for a couple hours playing an esports mm-hmm. game might actually burn more calories than standing in the outfield in Yankee Stadium.
So you're arguing there that maybe some of the esports players are actually more athletic in some ways than actual sports players. I don't know about that. But it is fascinating to see this.
One thing's clear is that, you know, athletes, professional level athletes are where they are because, you know, they got lucky as far as the genetic lottery goes in many cases.
And practice.
And hand-eye coordination is an athletic ability.
Sure. You've got to be able to catch that football.
Yeah. You know, age and genetics preclude me from being a world-class athlete of basically any sort, maybe curling. But, I mean, you know, that's it. There's no going back. There's no practice isn't going to make me be able to throw a football accurately at 45 yards. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So these guys that are playing these esports games, I think that they probably have, you know, a few more midichlorians or, you know, synapses or something going on. They're able to process just a little faster than the average person.
I mean, as somebody who actually likes video games and has watched people play them on the internet, like on YouTube with the React channel or on Twitch, you know, watching people play games, I realize why that is such a big phenomenon, because, you know, there's nothing wrong with watching somebody else play. You don't have to invest your own time and your own money into the game. You can sort of learn whether you like a game.
Yeah, I see it from that standpoint,
there's,
sure.
There's a lot of reasons why people watch. Some people watch for the reactions of the gamer, like maybe the person that's playing.
And some of them are entertaining individuals.
That's what I mean. The reactions of the gamer is entertaining.
I first came across this phenomenon when, just for some reason, a few years ago, I got invited to watch some live streaming by actress Adrienne Curry, and I don't recall what the heck this actress has any particular notoriety for, but she was complaining about her boyfriend, who works all day as an esports athlete.
Okay.
And makes more money than she does
as an actress. It's amazing. And I think
my son watches these videos of people playing video games and talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, had the opportunity to listen to enough of them. Believe me, I'm bored out of my skull and hate them. But I've had an opportunity to listen to enough of them to say that this is essentially what I do for a living. These people are talk show hosts.
Sure. Yeah.
There's really no other way to describe it. They're talking about something that you can experience as far as video and that sort of thing goes. I'm not interested in the game, but they're talking about all kinds of things in sort of the interim as they're walking down the trail or whatever it is they're doing in the particular video game. They'll bring other stuff in. And, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. He's watching a talk show.
Right. Like, I can understand, and this, you know, as somebody who really isn't a sports fan at all, I also would not be a esports fan either. Like, I still don't, like, even though I like video games, to me it's still a complete disconnection of liking gaming and understanding why and liking watching people play games, but I still wouldn't want to actually, like, go to a stadium and sit there and watch as people sit there and play video games on gigantic, you know, screens.
Well, you're not really watching them sit there. You're watching their avatars play in the game.
Sure, but I can go and watch that on 1,000 channels right now on Twitch.
But you wouldn't go do anything at a stadium. I mean, there's just about nothing besides a Bitcoin conference or a Liberty conference that would get you to a stadium.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a sports guy, and so the fact that they're video games...
I've got YouTube fans. There's YouTube videos that I watch. I can think of a couple of people that if they came to Keene at the Colonial Theater,
you'd go see them.
I'd pay the ticket price to go see them, have a chance to press the flesh and talk to them. Yeah, sure, I'd do that.
They're not doing the same thing, though, in the esports, are they? They're not commentating, are they? Isn't it just they're playing the game and they're focusing on that and that's it?
Well,
whereas with Twitch, it's commentary kind of a lot.
If you're really into the game,
they do interact quite a lot with other players. Often they've got a team. You know,
is there, like, trash talk? Like, F you!
Yeah, oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff like that. Yeah.
I obviously don't know.
Yeah, I've never actually seen it. I just sort of know that the phenomenon exists. But anyway, the article was interesting because it was about how Vegas is trying to turn itself into the esports hub, like the place
where
you go.
Can bet on those.
Exactly. That was what one of the major factors was that you could also have betting at the same time as having these huge arenas and things like that. Interesting stuff, and it's quite a phenomenon, apparently. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450 free on Free Talk Live.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry, I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.